The 4th of July is one of the busiest holidays for air travel across the United States. From coast to coast, millions of Americans will take to the skies in the next few days. And this year, it's shaping up to be even busier as the aviation sector slowly returns to its pre-pandemic levels. But it's the increasing cost of living that's got many people worried.
I like to travel every weekend, but unfortunately with inflation, it's kind of hard to do that.
I had to get back to see family. I haven't seen them since COVID. So it really wasn't a question. We just had to do it. But we won't be going away for the rest of the summer. That's it now.
Yet for some, reaching their destination this weekend with their hard-earned tickets is proving more challenging.
I was flying with Delta, and they canceled my flight as I'm boarding the plane.
Our flight got canceled yesterday, so now we're hopscotching around to get home.
We actually got our flight canceled yesterday out of Heathrow. They canceled 30 flights. So we got a message from United at 12:45, and we were supposed to be flying at 8 a.m. in the morning. We were stranded, two young children. What do you do?
The issue, bad weather, air traffic delays, and staffing shortages. And it's not just in the U.S. Airports across Europe and the U.K. are struggling to readjust after many workers left their jobs during the pandemic. And many more went on strike in response to the soaring cost of living. Some countries, like Germany, have launched schemes to bring in temporary foreign workers.
Heathrow this morning was an absolute mess. We were told to arrive 5 hours before the flight to make sure that we got on our flight. And we were just queuing, the desk went open, we were just queuing, the queues are outside. It is horrendous there.
Back in the US, with thousands of flight cancellations and delays, some airlines are giving out bonuses for flight attendants to ramp up staffing. Others are offering pilots triple pay to pick up extra trips. And for those left stranded, they get waivers to change their tickets for free. For those who prefer to skip the airport during this busy holiday, driving to their destination seems to be a good option. But with some of the highest gas prices on record, that may also prove costly. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.